the dialect of Buckland in Berkshire. Mr. Albert Carter, a native, aged 82, a Carter, recorded by Michael Barry in September 1959.
For the best, and a lot of it have gone back for the worst, for the country's sake, I think. Mm. With all these big alterations, it certainly haven't improved a lot of it, you know. Mm. And can't say as it have improved it, because with all these big wages, well, there's things that was better off in their days than it is today. Mm. Only, of course, it's the way the country's ever used it to it. And also I think when the wages was lower, people was combined and made better use of a lot of things than they do today with all this big money.
Oh, we only had 10 shillings a week, Dad said, when we was first married.
Yes, we always married on 10 shillings a week. Mm.
Yes.
One tuppence hit me out of that for rent. Mm. And that only left us a small margin, you see, to live on. Mm. I only followed that through for 1 12 months, and I took to a stable of horses. And of course, that improved the wages. We had 12 shillings a week then, and a cottage to live with a work. Mm. Of course, that was as good as, I mean to say, 4 more shillings on top of the wages. Mm. And we followed that through until the 1418 war, and then you see things begun to improve and jump up. Mm. We jumped up from about 15 shillings up to 30 shillings then. Mm. And gradually went, you see, been going up and up ever since to get to what it is now. Mm. But I don't think things have been so, well, not up to standard as it ought to, not with the wages it is now.
Mm. Why's that?
No.
Why's that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's country's got like that that I don't realize, you see, what the country is a-paying for them in some respects. Them days, as I was a-speaking of, you know, there was, well, practically two-thirds more employed on the farm, and the farmland was in better state than what it is today, because there was so much employment with a small margin of wages. And today, you see, it's more modern with machinery. Mm. Of course, the first places I took into carpentry, we had, 13, we had about 21 horses. Mm. And there was about, well, I should say 10 to 12 men used to go regularly, what we call day men then. Mm. Mm. Beside my chaps, mm. I'd have got 4 and 3 or 7 chaps in the cart stables. And there was 2 shepherds mm. and a cowman. Mm. Now you see there's no cattle, they got no cattle, no milking, mm. no shepherd, and there's no stable chaps. Mm. So there is an arskip on that farm where I was, not one arskip now. Mm. About 4 tractors, you see, and 4 chaps to drive them. Mm. That's the biggest part of employment. Mm. See, well, we had all this going on through the summer and harvest time. You see, we used to cut and carry by the acre. That was piecework, as mm. we call it. Well, sometimes we put up a square rick, sometimes oval-ended rick, mm. but the majority round ricks. Mm. Mm. All our corn ricks was always built on a round scale. Mm. About 5 yard bottom, you see, and that took them up about 23 rounds in the ladder, and then you've got to put the pinnacle on.
Yeah. How did you do it, though?
Well, there was four men, 3 beside myself. You see, that was 2 on the rick beside myself, and 1 of putting on them off onto the rick, and that left 2 to work in the field. You see, it was all task work, piece work.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't used to get anything more than 3 shillings, 3 and 6 pence. 4 and 6 pence was the prices we got per acre. Mm, mm. And that was divided, you see, amongst 8 men. Mm. So you